Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this September 29th. I'm Daniel Tran. Hundreds of Planned Parenthood supporters flooded the steps of City Hall today to rally behind the organization as it fights for funding in Congress. Martha Daniel has more from Pink Out Day.
A sea of pink-clad supporters rallied for Cecile Richards and her organization across the country in downtown Los Angeles this afternoon. LA Unified School District Board Member Steve Zimmer spoke in support of the organization's role in schools.
Planned Parenthood is the single best partner we have in providing health education for the children of this city and this school district.
Tiffany Shattuck came to support the organization she says saved her life when she couldn't afford health care.
So Planned Parenthood was there. I was experiencing symptoms that were concerning. I went in and discovered that I had an infection and precancerous cells. So they gave me the gift of life, both for myself and my future baby.
Sarah Weismer first turned to Planned Parenthood when she was concerned for a friend who was becoming sexually active.
My first time at Planned Parenthood was when I was 14 years old. Neither one of us had relationships with our parents to get the information that we needed. But I went to Planned Parenthood and we sat down and we talked and sent me on my way with pamphlets that I was able to hand over to my best friend.
A stopgap bill was passed yesterday to keep the federal government open without affecting Planned Parenthood's funds. Martha Daniel, Annenberg Radio News.
Republican lawmakers and anti-abortion organizations want the government to stop funding for Planned Parenthood. Operation Rescue's Cheryl Sullinger says those who are supporting Planned Parenthood may not be fully informed.
I feel like those people are honestly misguided. I just hope that one day they'll open their eyes and realize how horrific it is to, you know, dismember an innocent baby still in the womb when he's at his most defenseless. Because, you know, in reality, we were all there one time.
Sullinger says there are more humane alternatives to abortions, including pregnancy help centers and churches that provide support for new mothers. City prosecutors are taking action today against an illegal gun purchase. Max Holm has the details.
An LA gun dealer is facing criminal charges for allegedly selling firearms and ammo illegally. City Attorney Mike Fuhrer announced the charges today. He says the dealer sold the weapons to a civilian under an exemption that's only supposed to apply to police officers. Fuhrer says his goal is to stop illegal gun purchasing in the first place.
We're trying to prevent other incidents from occurring in the first place. And if we can send the message that we're going to be on the case, I think it's likely to have that effect.
Fuhrer says magazine ammo is dangerous.
High-capacity magazines have the potential to spray bullets in crowds, and they've been involved in incidents across the nation. Incidents where an individual is allegedly purchasing unlawfully a high-capacity magazine are of the utmost importance from a public safety standpoint.
The civilian security officer who brought the weapons and ammo faces jail time and up to $2,000 in fines. The weapons dealer could face a county jail sentence and a $1,000 fine. Max Holm, Annenberg Radio News.
The Board of Supervisors voted today to formally adopt a minimum wage ordinance that will raise hourly wages to $15 by 2020. The board approved the county wage hike on July 21st as a series of increases over the span of 5 years, beginning at July 1st, 2016, and reaching $15 by 2020. After 2022, the wage will be adjusted based on cost of living. Today, it's International Coffee Day, and some outlets are offering free coffee as part of the caffeine buzz. Reporter Erica Lee spills the beans on your favorite coffee orders.
At Starbucks on the USC campus, it's the same old grind. The crowd isn't any bigger than usual, but that might be because Starbucks isn't one of the places giving out a free cup of coffee. But what Starbucks customers are giving are their orders.
An iced vanilla latte with soy milk.
A tall iced chai tea latte, or I'll get a tall iced mocha.
Latte with an extra shot.
But International Coffee Day isn't as popular as a pumpkin spice latte, just ask student Drew Schwindemann.
Oh, I didn't even know it was International Coffee Day.
Erica Lee, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Daniel Tran.